This is Earth and Sky with a survivor's story.
In the past 50 years, some 4 million coyotes have been either poisoned, trapped, snared, or shot. And not just by ranchers and hunters. A taxpayer-financed government agency called Wildlife Services killed 86,000 coyotes in 1999 alone.
But still, the coyote is thriving. A century ago, coyotes were found only in the western U.S. Now they live in every state except Hawaii. They've even been sighted dodging taxicabs in the Bronx. Mark Beckhoff at the University of Colorado, Boulder, has been studying coyotes for more than a quarter century. He told us how the coyote is able to survive the kind of persecution that pushed the bison, wolf, and passenger pigeon toward extinction.
Coyotes are amazingly adaptable animals. They can live in all sorts of habitats ranging from desert to high mountains. They can live in cold and warmth, and they can live on mice, they can live on ground squirrels, they can live on lizards, they eat fruits, they'll eat inanimate objects, they've been known to eat boots and belts and clothing.
So coyotes are successfully adapting to our human-dominated world. And Dr. Beckhoff says we can learn a lot about flexibility and versatility from coyotes by letting them be. Thanks today to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and to the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation. We're Blockin' Bird for Earth and Sky.